Welcome to Shomar Shovan Adav, Shir Sponsor, Luinish Pasar, Miakashom, Leah Pasitzchok. We're holding in Gittin Dav Samiches. The Gemara Udav in the top of the Amud brings a story with Rav Sheshes and how the slaves of Rish Galuso try to cause him harm. They dug a pit, they put a man on top of it, and they wanted Rav Sheshes, who was blind, to go and pass through the pit and fall. So the Gemara says that Rav Chisda Nocherle made a noise, so Rav Sheshes will know that something's going on. And then Rav Sheshes asked a child, "Psoikli psukcha, what's the pasuk that you learned?" So he told him the pasuk, "Not alecho al yemincho or al smoncho," and he knew not to go through the pit. And he also asked his shamish, "What's in front of me?" And he told him a mat. But here is one of the places in Shas where we see that we were asked a child, "Psoikli psukcha, tell me a pasuk," and based on the pasuk, a person decided what to do. The Rambam, in Hichos of the Zohar, Perikut Aleph, Halacha Hei, he says that when a person asks a child a pasuk, so only if he anyway is doing what he's supposed to do, he's about to do something anyway, and then he just wants the pasuk as an additional reinforcement for what he's doing, then it's okay. But you cannot decide based on a pasuk that a child tells you what to do. That's considered to be Nichush. Nichush is using a sign and saying, this sign will tell me what to do. The Rambam says you cannot do that. So the Meiri in Sanhedrin, Dav Samiches Amud Aleph, he brings the Rambam and he says, I don't understand, we have Gemara's Meforoshes, one of them is our Gemara over here, that says that Psoik Lipsukha. Rav Sheshes determined what to do based on what the child told him. So in this specific question, the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam answers that the Rambam, specifically in our Gemara, explains that Rav Sheshes did not rely only on the pasuk. He relied also on Rav Chisda that told him, that made a noise, and on his shamash that said there was a man in front of him. So it was also just a reinforcement. But in a Chanami, you cannot rely on a pasuk only. But the Meiri there at Sanhedrin argues in the Rambam. And the Meiri says that you could rely on simonim. The only thing that you're not allowed to do, which is considered to be a nichush, is only a nichush, which is the worldly nichush. For example, everybody brings an example today, a black cat passes someone in the street. So now you want to say it's a simon for the whole world. Whenever you have a black cat, that's a bad omen, a bad sign. That is nichush, that you're not allowed to do. But a person could do his own simon, not a simon which is simon clearly to the world. He could say, if this a child tells me this pasuk, that means I should do one thing. And if not, I should do something else. The Meiri holds that simonim is allowed, and it's not part of the issur of nichush. But many of Gedolei HaPoskim, and the one probably that brought everything together in many places of his Sfarim, is the Chidot. They hold that for sure, like the Rambam, any simon that you have in the world is nichush. One cannot rely on a simon, except when it's coming to Torah. When you say Psoik L'Psukcho to a child, says the Chidot both in his Birkei Yosef, in Yerideh Simon Kuf Ayin Tes, and in his Tshuva Sefer Chaim Shoal, Chelek Bei Simon Lamed Ches, that when you take an Eitzah Min HaTorah, of course you could do Simon based on the Torah. Torah is the source of knowledge in the world. Everything is based on Torah. So of course you can rely on the Torah for a Simon. You not allow rely on some worldly Simon, but a Simon that comes from the Torah, like Psoikli Psukho that you tell a child, that one can rely on. And he brings the name of the Ma'arikash, that a person can open the Torah and look at a pasuk. And he brings that his Reboisav, his Rebbeim, used to open the Chumash and do some simon based on the Chumash, based on the page that they found, to find a pasuk and have an Eitzah based on the Torah, to do a Maisa based on the Torah. That's something one can do. And this is the backdrop to rely on what we call Goyo LaGro. Goyo is from Yuchas to the Gro, which is a way to open a Tanakh and look inside and find a pasuk to tell you what to do. We know the Gedolei HaDoros used to go and use this Goyrel to come and determine things. One famous one is that Rav Aaron Cutler, when he had to make a decision to come to America, he did Goyrel HaGro, and the pasuk that came out was Vayelech Aaron Likras Moshe, to tell him that Rav Aaron Cutler needs to go towards Rav Moshe Feinstein. And the idea is, based on the Chidor, that even if we hold like the Rambam, that a simon is asur, a simon which is based on Torah's mutter, and that's the pshat in our sugyo of psoikli psukho. The only issue is that not always we know what's the interpretation of the pasuk. Just to mention a story, it's brought down the Sefer Gerla Gro that was written by Eliach. He brings there that in the time of the Holocaust, there was a town, there was an argument if they should run away or stay in place. So they did Gerla Gro, and they got to the pasuk, Melechei Tzvakois Yedudun Yedudun Unevas Bais Techalek Shalal. They didn't know what the pasuk means. Some said meant that people should leave. Yedudun Yedudun, you should walk away. And some say, no, Yedudun Yedudun will not help you. So they split, half the town left, and half the town stayed. And what happened in the end, Nebuch, is that everybody died. Both the ones that ran away and the ones that stayed as well. Seemingly what the pasuk was saying is, Malachei Tzvakos Yedudun Yedudun. The Malachim will figure out different ways, go here, go there. Nevas Bais Techalek Shalal, there's a Gzer Mishamayim now, that there will be Shalal from this town. Terrible story, which is fitting these days that we're holding on right now. But the point of the story is that even if you do have the Goyal Ago, not necessarily you know that what the Goyal is trying to say. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.